What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and for the last time in 2024, we will be talking about the Eras Tour.
Why
Just
did
kidding.
I know you were gonna say something Taylor Swift related this episode? I just knew it. I just knew it. She
Well,
played a
exactly.
mashup. She played a mashup of Long Live and New Year's Day and The Manuscript, but Long Live and New Year's Day are like two of my like two songs that are way up there for me.
Year's Day is one of my favorite songs ever, I swear.
It's fine. It's cool. It's whatever.
I'm really glad I did not get Vancouver Night One because Never Grow Up is instant tears for me, and Best Day is like also like a tearjerker, but like Never Grow Up is, I would have actually had to.
I can't believe the Eras Tour is over.
I
Are
know.
you more sad about the Eras Tour ending or the season of F1 ending?
That's a loaded question. I'm not sad that the F1 season's over, to be honest with you. Like, it gets to a point where like you're kind of just like done with it. It happens to me every year in December, and like it's entertaining and all. I love the sport, but like I don't have the same high now for it that I have in like February, March, April. So I'm more sad with the Eras Tour ending, I'll say.
I feel like I'm more, I don't think sad's the word for F1, but I'm just like, oh, like what do I watch now? Like, I mean, there's Formula E and then Sail GP, which I will be watching, but I don't know. F1 is just like always a constant, and now it's like, oh, just kidding, now it's gone.
I know, but like the next few weeks, you're gonna be so busy, you're not even gonna remember. It's gonna hit in January, but right now,
You're right.
you're so busy at work, and then it's gonna be Christmas, and then it's gonna be New Year's, and then January, we'll have this conversation. We're gonna be like, oh, I miss motorsports, but
You know.
not till then. And
Okay.
then we'll have Formula E in January. I will say, and I haven't consulted you with this, but I'm assuming you're okay with it. We will not talk about the first race of Formula E. There's just too much else going on right now. And I kind of wish that they didn't align their start of the season with the last race of F1. Like, I feel like that impacted their viewership quite a bit.
100%.
But I think we both did watch the race, but I think that we're just going to like maybe leave that till round two because I just don't think that it's, as relevant to like the magnitude of what's going on in motorsports right now. So.
No, I agree. We can talk about Abu Dhabi. We can talk about Formula One. We could talk about the season finale
Yeah, and
and
then there's
everything.
some IndyCar notes as well. I'll say we can save at the end, but obviously nothing's as important right now as all the fan edits that make me cry.
I keep seeing videos of like and like posts of Carlos leaving like at Ferrari, like fan edits of Carlos at Ferrari. And listen, I love Carlos. I don't love him at Ferrari, but these edits are getting me emotional. Like it's kind of like it's sad. Like and oh, I don't like I'm not I'm ready for him to have a new chapter, but like I don't know. Maybe I'm just emotional right now. Maybe that's
I have
just
to
it.
ask a hard-hitting question here, Emma. Will you like Carlos at Williams? Because I'm starting to think that you actually just don't like Carlos.
I'm not like a
Just liked McLaren Carlos.
I liked McLaren Carlos, but I like McLaren. But I don't okay, I feel like our fans know that or our listeners know this, but like I'm not actively rooting for Oscar. Like he's not someone that I'm
Okay,
like I'm rooting for Lando and I'm rooting for McLaren, but I'm not and just like Ferrari. Like I like Charles, I like Ferrari, but Carlos is not someone I'm actively rooting for. I don't know. Will I like him at Williams? Will he do something with Williams? Williams is such an iconic team. Like the history is so deep with Formula One that I hope Carlos brings this like team back out from the gutter. Like I hope that when he says like I have faith in James, I have faith like in what Williams is doing, like I hope he means that and he's not just saying it. Like I would love to see a rebirth for Williams. Can Carlos help with that? I don't know. If he does, I'll support it. If he's just
Carlos helped
there,
with the McLaren rebirth, so
yeah.
we'll see.
He did help with the McLaren rebirth and then
I think he would have stayed at McLaren had he not got ousted by Danny Ric, though, right?
but Danny didn't do anything in McLaren. I feel like
No,
Carlos
I
is
know that. I know that, but I think Carlos probably would have liked to have continued that legacy McLaren. Like he seemed to, I mean,
Yeah.
him and Lando were great teammates and whatnot, but I think that they just brought, I can't remember, was, did he sign with Ferrari first, or did they bring in, or did they announce Danny from McLaren first? Oh, well, you weren't even probably,
I
was
was
that, were
not a
you?
listener. I was not a
I was
follower
going to
then.
say, you probably weren't even, I don't remember what happened first, but.
Can I say something mean?
Okay.
I, as sad as this sounds, feel as though Carlos is a seat filler. Like,
Ridiculous. I'm sorry.
no, and that's fair, and this is why it's mean, because like McLaren always knew that their golden boy was gonna be Lando, okay? It was like they had their sights set on Lando, and then he went to Ferrari post Seb, like he replaced Seb, but their sights were already set on Charles. They were like, Charles is going to be a future world champion with Ferrari. Carlos, incredible driver, deserves a Ferrari seat, but he's not their main goal. And Williams, well, Alex has been with Williams and loyal to Williams for the last few years, and like James is like a father to him. Like, I literally feel like there's like a father-son relationship between James and Alex, and they needed someone. And so the next best person on the grid is going to be Carlos. And listen, and I know like this is mean, and I know it's mean, and I think Carlos is an incredible driver, and I don't want him to be a seat filler. I would like to get that point across. He deserves so much more than just being a seat filler, but that's just kind of how his cards have been played his last few teams.
Okay,
Do
so
you get
the
my
way that
point?
I don't agree at all.
Okay,
The
but
way that
you.
you're explaining it, okay, listen, the way that you're explaining it is sounding like before Charles came, they threw Carlos in Ferrari just like to wait for Charles, but that wasn't the case because
No,
Charles was
no,
already there.
no. No,
And then the
Charles was there.
same
That's what I said. Yeah.
thing with McLaren, but when you say like seat filler, it sounds like he's like just like holding space for a sec till Charles can come in or till Lando can come in, and
No,
that
like
wasn't
maybe
happening.
seat filler is not the right word, but like he's just always the number two driver, is kind of what it
Oh,
seems.
okay. So I would agree with that statement. I would agree with the fact that at all of his teams so far, he has not been prioritized as the number one driver. He probably should be, and he probably will be at Williams. And
I
that's
don't
maybe why
know.
he took this Williams spot, because I don't think, like, no, like, even just like he's a race winner, like, he has experience at Ferrari, like, he will be number one in Williams. I know Albon has been there. I don't see them being like, oh, Carlos, sorry, Alex, who hasn't scored a point since Baku, is actually going to like, we're going to give him team or t favor and team orders and whatnot. I don't see that happening. And I think maybe the word you're looking for is like Carlos is a good teammate. That would be
That's a really way to, that's a good positive spin on it. That my manager would love you. I think Carlos is, yeah, I think you're right. I think he is the best teammate the number one driver could ask for.
sure.
That is what I'll
Sure.
say.
That aligns more with what I think you were trying to say, because you were
By
like,
seat filler, I
more.
mean, by when I say seat filler, I'm not saying like he's trying to, like he held the seat for Charles and then, or like he held the seat for Lando. It's more like they just needed to get someone in this, in the chair, or in the chair. They needed to get someone in the car. Carlos was available and he's a good driver. It's like it wasn't really a strategic plan where it's like, we're going to build a car around Carlos. We're going to prioritize him. He's just happens to be available and he's good and he's there. That's what
So
I
you're
meant by
right.
seat filler.
You're right. Charles is Ferrari's golden boy, and Lando is Zak Brown's son. So there's just that. But yeah. So I understand what you're trying to say.
Okay,
I do think
okay.
that I think he's a good teammate. Nobody who's like, no one has a bad thing to say about Carlos, except maybe Max Verstappen. I don't know what that whole lore was between the Red Bull dads. That could have also just been between the dads. We don't know. Well, Oscar also hates Carlos, but that's on track stuff. That's not
Yeah,
teammate stuff.
that's fair.
Teammates have had nothing but good things to say about him. Teams have had nothing but good things to say about him. So I think he's probably an easy person to work with. I think he's a team guy. And I mean, there were some rifts with Charles, but at the end of the day, Charles really values Carlos, it looked like. And obviously, like, Charles gets Lewis Hamilton after this. So, like, it's not like he's, getting a downgrade or anything
Yeah.
like that when Carlos leaves. But I think that Carlos is probably, if rightfully, getting a number one driver spot in Williams. We'll see. And I think that I'm really sad to see him leaving Ferrari. And I also had something else to say that I can't remember. Oh, sorry. I'm gonna be mean now.
Okay.
Emma, sometimes I just think that you need to remember that Lance Stroll's your guy.
Listen, okay, he's not the best driver on the grid. I know this. I think he finished, what, 13th in the driver standings this year?
Couldn't tell you. I forgot he was there this weekend. He
Yeah,
did nothing.
he didn't have a good
But like
week.
he did, I mean, he didn't do anything bad, but like I didn't hear his name like at all.
Okay, Aston, this was not Aston Martin's year. We thought maybe last year this might be Aston Martin's year. They had a very strong beginning and then they went downhill. And this year it just kept going downhill. I'm really hoping next year it will go uphill, but I very much think it will continue to go downhill. When is
I think
Adrian
it's
Newey
about
coming in?
2 years. Well,
Adrian.
not this coming year. I think it's 2026. So I say like next year, hopes down. Keep them down. Keep them low.
In 2025, I have very low hopes. They're not going to get a single podium, and I understand that. Okay, but at the same time, like some people's favorite driver was Logan Sargeant. Okay.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, you're right. And for the same reason, people liked Logan because he was American, and you started to like Lance because he was Canadian. So I get that.
Yeah,
Totally get
that's
that.
fair. But
But we also talked.
Lance is never going to be a number one driver. He's not even a number one driver on his dad's team. Like it's definitely Fernando. Like it, I can't defend him right now because he's done nothing and he's just kind of there. I would
Yeah.
call him a seat filler this season. They both are because the car is shit and they just doing whatever they
Yeah.
can with it.
Do we
But
have an update? I know this is so like not important to what's going on right now, but do we have an update? Like, is he single?
oh,
Like,
he's
there.
single. Yeah, I've gotten multiple texts from multiple people saying that they have seen him on Raya.
Okay. Are
I
you back on
have
Rocket now?
no, I unsubscribed like my membership because it's so pricey. No one tells you that
Yeah.
when you get
Yeah.
referred to Raya, no one tells you that the membership is up the ass. So I canceled it. But now I'm like, if my Canadian boy is on there, do I go
I'm
back
surprised
on
that
there?
wasn't like an automatic resubscribe back then.
Bills, man. I got it's Christmas. I cannot afford this membership right now. I think I'll wait till the new year. That'll be my little gift to me.
Okay, that's fair.
Do I just go to Montreal for Christmas and try to run into him?
Oh yeah, because that's cheaper than Raya, right?
Shut up. Really,
Sorry.
the amount of texts I've gotten. Hang on, let me pause. I can count them because if I just search Lance in my phone, it'll all show up. Okay. The first one was Neha, actually. On Tuesday, Lance Stroll on Raya. Thursday, my friend Mara. Emma, I just saw Lance Stroll on Raya. On Thursday again, another friend just saw Lance on Raya. And then Katie saying Lance's Raya profile just popped up. So I've gotten four in the span of like 3 days. When everyone, I guess like he downloaded it that day. He must have.
Yeah, must have.
But his caption, like his bio says Formula One driver at Formula One.
Are you
This,
serious?
I'm serious. This man does not know. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know how social media works. It's not even social media, it's a dating app, but I don't think he understands anything.
You're editing.
So I still love Lance Stroll. He has disappointed me this season, and that's okay. And I forgive him, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Max is pregnant.
Is pregnant. That was the craziest thing that to wake up to. Here,
Hey.
here's him and George. And no one's even fucking talking about him and George now. This was so strategic. I don't know if he has a PR team, but they need a raise.
So strategic. And like, I applaud that because, as like, it was like the day after all of this went out and after the driver's dinner and like, right before the last race, where like people are going to be talking, or I suppose like would have been talking about George and Max and the drama and blah, blah, blah. Nope. Max is going to be a dad. Like,
Well, did you not hear about like what happened at the driver's dinner?
yeah, they purposely put an empty chair beside Max so George would sit there and then George
George was
moved
the
the
last one to
chair.
show up.
Okay, well, first of all, you snooze, you lose. So that's on him.
I'm surprised he was the last one to show
That
up. I thought he would
also
be the
shocks
first
me.
one. I thought he would have been the one who made the rezo and then was there early.
Yeah, I'm shocked George was the last one. But him, if that's true, like we can't obviously confirm, like they could just be saying stuff, but like if George actually pulled the chair away from Max, like that's funny. That I wish I could have been a fly on the wall at that dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think lots of people do. That was hilarious.
Lance wasn't there. I think there were three drivers missing.
I think Aston as a whole wasn't there, and I think Haas as a whole wasn't there either.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing Haas.
I'm pretty sure they both teams were not there. In fact, a funny tweet that said that. I don't remember why it said Aston Martin wasn't there, but it said Haas isn't there because K-Mags and Nico are too busy scheming how they're going to get Nico a podium. Like, how K-Mag's gonna cause absolute terror in the field.
Yeah, who cares about penalty points? He's gone next year. He can do whatever he
Yeah.
want.
Well, this was new news this week. He is going to WEC. He is driving in WEC this
Yes, he
coming.
is. And we're so excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's still racing. Like, he's
Yeah.
obviously not ready to give up a racing career. So it's good for him. Anyway,
Great.
can we go back to Max being pregnant?
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
like to confirm. Okay, Max is not pregnant. It's easier to say than Max is going to be a father and Kelly Piquet is pregnant. When that photo came up, not gonna lie, I thought it was a proposal photo because she has a ring on her left hand. And I was like, oh my God, he proposed.
That
And
would have been
then,
less surprising.
but then, nope, it's just actually a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's wild. That's insane to me because, like, listen, I get it. Max is already like a stepdad or like a father figure to Penelope, Kelly's daughter. But Max, like, just know, like, this is okay. I'm sorry. This is, what did Max say that he was gonna shove George into the wall or something? Like,
Put his head into the wall.
put his head into the wall. That man's gonna be a father. Like 24 hours later. I don't know. So just, you know what? It's funny. I just think it's funny because it's just not what I would have thought. I think Max is gonna be a great dad. It just like, okay, when you look at me, you don't think she's going to be a mom one day. Like, because I'm not. And like,
The only reason I would say that is because you posted a video yesterday of you with a child in your hands, and it was the most. This is not meant to be insulting. It was the most unnatural video I've ever seen.
I didn't know how to hold it. It was freaking me out. And then I kept touching my face. I didn't know what to do.
You had it so close to your face. No wonder.
I didn't, well, I can't, I don't know. Anyway, so like, there's just people that you come to know in your life, and you're just like, yeah, I like she would probably make a really good mother, or like, I can't really see him as a dad, or he's gonna be a great dad. I don't know Max personally, so like, this is a very strong opinion, but like, he's just not someone who I would picture becoming a father, especially right now in the prime of his racing career.
Well, that brings us
So, is
to
he gonna
people
retire?
thinking he's going to retire.
You know who should retire? Checo. Checo should retire.
Okay, stop, stop,
Sorry. Sorry.
stop.
I'm sorry.
I
We're
have things
going
to
all
say.
over the place.
Oh, I know. I have things to say about that. Okay, final note on Max and Kelly.
Congratulations, I guess.
Congratulations. I am also shocked. The videos that I have been seeing about their dads babysitting are hilarious.
What, Kate?
And
I saw, I'm sorry, pause. I saw a tweet that said, like, the baby has Max Verstappen as a father, Nelson Piquet, isn't he a three-time world champion,
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
as a grandfather, and then Jos Verstappen as a grandfather, also very known in Formula One. Like, it was a tweet that was like, they have genetically engineered the perfect race car driver. I
Like,
hope she's a girl. I hope she's a girl.
me too. I really hope it's a girl because I love the way that Max is with P.
Yeah.
Like, there's always cute videos of those two. I really hope it's a girl because I also think that, okay, I think that fatherhood as a whole will actually be good for Max because I think that I mean, I don't have children, but the people around me that have had kids, you just see them grow up so much faster when they're.
Stop threatening to put people's heads in walls, probably.
Well, okay. But Emma, and in the same breath, we talk about Kevin being a menace in the field, and he's a father of two. So
Yeah,
like
that's fair.
that part of them doesn't really go away, I don't think. Like, this is what they do for a job. But maybe he'll be slightly less aggressive. I don't know. I just think that he's gonna grow up a lot more. I also think Max is like, I think he's surprising in a lot of ways. So I think that he will surprise us in how he is as a father. So, and we probably won't even know for a long time how he
Yeah.
is.
What do
So,
you think he'll bring the baby to the track? Well, not like
no.
when it's fresh. Okay, that's not the proper wording. But like, you know what I mean? You know how like Kay Meggs brought, like when she got to a certain age, like she would be there with
Well, Kelly's always there with
Kelly's always
P,
there.
so I'm gonna assume if Kelly's there, baby's there
You
too.
just imagine a little Max Verstappen just walked into the paddock. It'd be
I
cute.
just don't. I actually can't imagine it right now. Like, I just can't. I know that we see him with P as, P's second dad, but like, I just don't. I can't see it. Like, because you still, I still get this little bit of like Max and detachedness when it comes to P a little bit. Like, I've seen videos
Because
where
we
like,
know Max is a racing driver. We rarely.
no. Because I've seen videos of like he's on a stream and P's around. And he's like kind of like annoyed, Which I mean, your own kids can annoy you too. But it just seems like there's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, you know, honestly, like we're just saying what our opinions are. Like we just have assumptions of like what
Of who
Max
he
is,
is.
of who he is. Like we don't know him, but I mean, more or less, congratulations. We're all shocked, and that timing was so good.
Yeah. I'm really happy for, I think Max's mom is going to be very happy.
Probably.
Yes. Because she was at, was it this race or she was at last weekend's race with his sister.
Apparently,
And
that's when he told them.
well, so then it makes sense to me, right? Like once I saw them, they're not at every race. In fact, Max one time gave an interview saying that he will, like, they don't just come to race, like he will fly them out and he will ask them to come. But it's not every race that they want to come to. So I was like, this is interesting. Mom and sister are both here this weekend, and dad is not. Anyways, we can move on from there. I will. Okay. Staying on the Max drama with Jordan, real quick. Christian gave the most ridiculous quote that he thought was supposed to be such a zinger this week.
Did he say I'd rather be a terrier than a
Yes.
wolf?
So Toto said something about he Toto was asked about Christian in the media talking about Max and George and the feud, and Toto said he's always yapping. He's like a terrier, that one. And Christian responds by saying, "I'd rather be a terrier than a wolf." That didn't have the burn that he thought it had.
Like, in what world would you rather be a terrier than a wolf? People don't get terriers tattooed on them. They get wolves tattooed on them, on their arm, howling at the freaking moon. Like, it's just the tattoo. You get a wolf on you. You don't get a terrier.
On
Christian's
the
stupid. I
sweatshirt.
don't know. Like, why would you say that? Like, that he probably, yeah, you're right. He thought it was such a zinger. Do you think he went home and like regretted it? Do you think he was like falling asleep at night being like, why the fuck did I say that?
He's like,
Like,
nah,
if
that
I
sounded so much cooler in my head.
feel so, like, that's funny. That's embarrassing. I have secondhand embarrassment from that.
Yeah, me too.
Rather
Toto
be
won that one.
here.
1 point, Toto.
Job, Toto.
Okay, let's let that die.
Us know. Would you rather be a terrier or a wolf?
Yeah, maybe we should put that as a poll. You had something to say about Checo.
Yeah, what's he still got a contract for?
Okay, so funny you should say that because when I was watching the broadcast, both qualifying and the race, the way that the commentators were talking was
About
like
like,
it was the last time you were going to see him in Red Bull and
yep,
Formula.
I made a note about that because they were like, this is not how he wanted his last race to go. Like, is this the last we're gonna see of him in the Red Bull seat? Like, has this just secured his future or like, you know, like stuff like that? And I'm like, whoa, like they are not holding back with these comments. Like, and yeah, like that's embarrassing. And I really, again, you said it last week. We really wish we didn't have to talk about Checo, but he makes it very hard for us to not talk about him because, like, that was lap one, I'm pretty sure, where he.
Yeah, and you know what? That probably was on Valtteri, and he got a penalty for it. So, like, I will say that was an unlucky part. But the fact, I feel like there's something that the F1 media knows that we don't know. And I feel like that's going to come out soon.
And I thought it was interesting. Sorry, this is about Checo, but mostly about Carlos. That like Carlos said, I like Red Bull had the opportunity for 6 weeks to sign me, and they didn't. And
Oh,
so
I didn't
like
catch that.
he said something along those lines where it's like Red Bull had the opportunity and they didn't take advantage of it. Like Carlos said that, meaning like if they were having those conversations with Carlos, like what's like why? Like to replace Checo as a reserve driver? Like do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I'm gonna assume it was before Checo's 1+1 was signed, but still, I think they like here's the thing. Why did they rush into that contract with Checo? Like they still had him for the rest of the year. They weren't gonna lose him mid-season. Like, why did they rush into giving him that contract if you knew maybe it is because there was like pressure with Carlos, like he was available and they felt like they should consider who's gonna drive for them next year. So maybe that's why they rushed into it. But if you were going to choose Checo anyways, I don't feel like there was any rush. And now we're just in a place where we know he has a contract, but nobody thinks he's going to end up fulfilling it. So interesting that Carlos said that, though.
I don't know if Red Bull knows what's good for them, and I don't know if they do. They'll get rid of Checo. Like they, I'm gonna say this 500 times until it actually happens. Like he does not deserve that second Red Bull seat at this point anymore.
Yeah, well, and I think it was a huge wake up call for them to finish third in the constructors. Like huge.
Third,
Third.
and they were consecutive like since 2021. Nope, 2021 was
22.
Lewis. So 2022, 2023. So 2 years in a row. But Max had won, like, right? 2022, 2023. But they also won, like, 2014, 2015, like, years before, too.
Yeah, the sub era.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, Red Bull cannot be deaf to like what everyone is saying.
No, I don't think they are. And I think maybe that's why we're hearing this chatter, this chit chat of like, oh, is this the last time we see him in a Red Bull? Like there, I guarantee there's like really like intense conversations happening now.
So do you think we'll get the announcement in the new year?
I don't know. Do you think I don't know. Do you think they'll wait that long? Like preseason testing starts. So on the note of preseason testing, Lewis will be testing with Ferrari. Carlos, yeah, no.
I thought
Is
Lewis was
Lewis still
with
testing with
Mercedes
Mercedes?
until the end of the year.
Okay, maybe you're right. I thought it was okay. But then I think Carlos starts with Williams. So Ferrari's with Charles only, I
And they'll get
think.
a test driver in.
Yeah, which
Yeah.
is fair.
I'm pretty sure Lewis is contracted until the
Yeah,
end of
no, I think that you
2024.
say that. I think you're right. I think you're right. I
But
couldn't remember. There was something about like timelines. And so Alpine getting rid of Esteban.
wait, did you see the photo that Alpine posted? It was like an all-team photo. Everyone, both cars, Pierre, and they had Jack. And I'm like, that's dirty. You did Esteban so dirty. Like, you could have taken an all-team photo at the last race. I was like, listen, nothing against Jack. So happy he's a seat next year, but that is wrong. That I did not like that at all.
Yeah, I don't think they would have done it at the last race just because that would have also looked sketchy. Like, why wouldn't we just be doing it next week if I messed up on? That's what I'm thinking. Because I don't think he got the news till after. But they could have just left Jack out of it. I think the classy move would probably, or not out of it, because he was a reserve driver this year. He did FP1.
But
I
not
think,
on the car.
right, not on the car. I think I would have just had him in with the teams. I maybe would have just had Pierre. I don't think I would have done Jack on the car. I think that was a tough move. Yeah.
That was a
I agree.
dick move. I don't like it. I don't like Alpine. I don't like the French. I'm done. I don't
Or,
support that.
no.
Sorry, that was bold. I don't not like the French. The French is fine. I don't like Alpine. They're the French that I don't like. If you're French and you're listening, I love you so much. I don't like the Alpine.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't like the Alpine
I don't like the
either.
Alpine. Oh, that
Unfortunately,
got my
that
blood
is.
boiling. And I'm not an Esteban fan, but it's just, it goes back to like respect. And he did so much for the team and like their first win, their first podium. And you're gonna
Yeah.
just like treat him like dirt? Are you kidding me? Or just don't post a fucking team photo.
That's what I was going to say. I think every team does the end of the season dump. I would have done that, but I would have taken pictures from the season with Esteban, with Pierre, with the whole thing. Like, I wouldn't have done what they did was blatant, and it is cause for conversations like this because it was really blatant. So they could have just avoided that.
Listen, they say all publicity is good publicity, but I think this is bad publicity for them because I don't support that.
I
And I'm
really
sure many
hate
people
that
don't.
this is Travis Kelce's team.
Oh,
You
I
know?
didn't think about that. I hate it
I
too.
really do. I hate
I
that.
hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it. But isn't Alpine the only like publicly owned?
I believe so, yeah.
So I get it. It's just stupid.
Yep.
Do you want to buy stock in Alpine?
Absolutely not.
That was a good answer. I was testing.
Absolutely not. I hate Alpine.
She hates the Alpine. We hate the Alpine.
I have not been an Alpine fan.
I will say props to them in that one race that they had, and they're driving in the rain, but
Yeah.
props to Esteban. Where is he? Guys don't care.
I mean, to be fair, the collective knows that I am not an Esteban fan either, but I
No,
do think
like we're not. But it
that was a
just goes
mistake.
down to respect. Like it's just bullshit. Anyway, I don't think we've talked about the race at all.
No, we haven't. To be honest,
Horrible.
I thought the race was quite boring.
I also thought the race was quite boring. And okay, again, not an Oscar fan, but when he spun out in that first lap, I was actually upset because I was like, this man needs to finish the race because he has finished every single lap of every single race so far this season. And when I was like, he better not retire, just because I was like, I would feel so bad on his behalf if he had to retire and not finish this last race, but he did it and it was fine. I would say like Lando carried the championship. Like he's the reason why Ferrari or why McLaren secured it. I don't even know where Oscar finished.
Okay, I would say that Lando secured it. I would agree with you on that, but I would say that the Constructor Championship was it was not carried by one driver or another. They
No, no,
were
no, no, no. Not this season. I would say this last race.
okay,
Like it would have been great if Oscar and Lando like were both on the podium and like really secured it, but it was McLaren and then Ferrari 2-3. And so
yeah, you
like
know what? And that was a dream podium. I was really happy because those are Carlos's two teammates.
oh, I didn't even think about
Yeah,
that.
and that's why in the wasn't the cool down room in like the post-race press conference, it was both of them talking really, really nicely about what it is like to be teammates with Carlos. So, yeah.
That's sweet. Okay, yeah. McLaren finished with 666 points, which is my angel number. And Ferrari finished with 652. So, and Oscar got them 1 point from this last weekend. Good
Yeah.
job, Oscar.
No, the gap closed up like a
It re
lot.
oh, it really did. It really did. But
I still owe you candy.
because they won. Everybody hear
And I
that?
don't
No.
necessarily know if I like really wholeheartedly believe that Ferrari was gonna win. I just
You would have
wanted
liked
it.
it to win.
But
I didn't even think about it being his two teammates. Like, that's my heart hurts.
yeah,
Like,
it was
that's,
like
I'm
perfect.
holding space for that.
Okay. Oh, I saw Wicked.
Okay, good.
I did. Did you see it? I
I
can't
saw it
remember.
the opening weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Okay.
I'm gonna go as Glinda for Halloween.
That Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. I am not his type, but
No, Jonathan Bailey is very openly gay.
he good looking guy.
He,
Can sing, can dance, can act, like can ride a horse.
yeah, he was. Yeah, that's all I can
Look,
say is yeah.
if I'm okay, like you, I will. I
Stop. I have an idea. Okay. We haven't talked about the race. Okay. We'll take the teams. Good witch, bad witch.
yeah, that's. I was gonna actually bring that up.
Checo and Max. I would say Max. The thing is like
Max is
knowing.
Alphabet.
Yeah. The thing is like knowing Alphabet and like knowing Wicked. Like they're not like Ralph was not actually Wicked.
No, I know. It's like
So I
neither
would
of
say
them are.
like who's more
Yeah.
Alphabet and who's more Glinda. I would say
Max.
Checo is Glinda and Max is Alphabet.
Yes.
Ferrari.
Charles is Glinda.
Okay, that's where I was thinking. Yeah. McLaren, Lando is Glinda.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Aston Martin.
Oh, Lance's Alphabet. Lance's Bach. Sorry about it.
Lance's Bach? Me and Bach. Do you see all those tweets, all those posts about we're made for each other? Me and Bach. Like,
I
that's
know.
how it said it's so
Oh, I
funny.
okay. What I was gonna say before when you cut me off is like,
Sorry.
I don't get it.
You don't get Wicked?
Like, I know the whole world doesn't get it. Like, Ariana Grande falling for that guy.
Ariana Grande. Oh, you mean SpongeBob, like in real life? Do you
I'm
un
a
are you asking about the plot of
Bach.
Wicked?
Bach.
Oh, you're asking about the real life Ariana
No, he likes
Grande
people and
and
Ethan
what's his
Slater.
face? Ethan Slater. Okay, not gonna lie, before I watched Wicked, I didn't know what it was about, and I just saw the trailer and I was fully convinced that Ethan Slater played a flying monkey for some reason. He doesn't. I was like the entire movie, I was waiting for him to turn into a flying monkey, and then he didn't, and I was really confused.
So when they started like turning into like blue flying monkeys, like when the monkeys started to grow wings, did
I
you
was like,
expect
where is Ethan Slater? Like
that?
he, like I didn't, I didn't know he was a munchkin. Like I didn't know any of this plot. Anyway,
Yeah.
I
I
don't know. Listen,
had to get that off my chest.
coming from a theater background, I would say I'm more backstage theater than like actually theater. You see the weirdest relationships form, like,
I've heard that.
and it's as an actor, you need to carry like a type of confidence, and like that trait is very attractive. But like,
Yeah, I've heard that.
also, there are times when like on stage, you're an entirely different person. And so there's a chance that people are falling for that character.
Yes, you're
And are
right.
just like hoping that's who you are in real life.
Right, and in Wicked, Ethan Slater is obsessed with
Ariana Grande.
Ariana. So,
So
yeah, no,
I too
yeah.
would fall in love with someone who was obsessed with me.
The theater girls have explained this phenomenon to me. I think I'm pretty far removed, so I don't know if I fully get it.
That's fair.
But
But you get the plot of Wicked.
oh yeah,
Lance is not Bach.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to make you mad. I'm kidding. Lance
Who
is
would
Alphabet.
be, who in the
You're
paddock would
both
be Fi
Alphabet.
who would be Fiero?
George Russell.
No way.
Yeah.
I
He's the
don't
prince.
see it. I don't see it. George has too, I was gonna say
Oh,
George
are
has
you
an ego.
cause Fiero is like a rule breaker and stuff like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
George
yeah,
is
no.
literally head of the Drivers Association.
But
He
that's why,
makes the rules.
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. He's not a rule breaker. And you have to have that swag too.
It's like it's like you have like I don't care about the
Lewis.
Lewis does have Lewis.
Lewis has the swag and
And
doesn't care
like
about.
it's like you look at him and you're in love with him. Like
Yeah.
that's Lewis. He doesn't even have to open his mouth yet. I too would
Yeah.
offer him a I'm just kidding. I can't say that.
You
I was gonna
offer him a
say
what?
I too would offer him a private tour if he just showed up. But like, 'cause that's what Glinda does. She's like, I promise to offer a private tour. I didn't mean really. I didn't. Anyway, I'd say Lewis. Lewis has every single characteristic except he doesn't have an. I would say he does not. Just from what we know, we don't know these drivers. Does not have that big of an ego.
Oh, yeah, that
But he
Fiero
does
has.
carry himself very highly. Like he does. Like he. I mean, he was fucking knighted. Like
Professional. He's,
he's.
yes, he was knighted.
Lewis is Fiero. George is
Don't
Bach.
say.
Sorry, did you say don't say Bach?
No, he's not.
Bach.
I don't know who would be Bach.
No, you know what? Fernando's the wizard.
You know, Jeff Goldblum plays the same character.
In
I love him in
every
every
film he's
movie.
in,
Yeah.
he has no diversity in his characters.
Like,
He's the
he's
same.
always the
Do
same.
you know who else is like that? Who was I just thinking? Scarlett Johansson is the same in every single movie she's in.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ryan Reynolds plays Ryan Reynolds in every movie that he's in.
And
But
I'm
yeah.
over it. I was. Anyway.
It Ends With Us is on American Netflix already. I don't know if it's on Canadian Netflix, but
No,
I
it's
just
not.
got a notification that it showed up today, and I'm pretty pumped about it.
I haven't watched it. I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't watched it. That's why I want to see it.
Okay. Well, yeah, at
We
least you're not paying for
will
it.
review next week. Actually, next week will be the return of the girl gang because we're gonna do bingo card
We're gonna see if we can actually
visits.
cross off stuff for a bingo card because we didn't do that throughout the year like we said we wanted to. So instead, we're gonna do it all together. The girlies are back. That's us, Boston, who's, oh, I dropped my
You know Boston.
ring.
Don't
You
worry
know
about it.
Boston. And then Callie. She has made an appearance on the show twice before.
Once, I
Unless
think.
once. I don't know.
Are we coming to the episode with our cards crossed, or are we crossing them as we go?
I think we cross as we go because it would be like a nice little reflection down memory lane.
Okay. I think that'll be a fun episode, so please tune in next week. Again, we still haven't got to the race, but there's not too much to talk about. I will just say that I, for once, do think Max's penalty was warranted.
Yes, I agree.
But once again, Ferrari gets away with Max causing drama with the McLarens. Like it helps the Ferraris always, every single time, whether it's Charles or Carlos.
Can we
Max
talk about
causing issues.
Charles gaining like 11 places in that first lap and like 16 by lap 10 or whatever?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
I was like watching it and I was like, how? Char like I
And
love Charles.
at one point, when he went in for his pit stop, he was going for the undercut, and I thought he had it. I really thought he did, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to go P1. But Lando was able to build enough of a gap that when he came out from his pit stop, he still kept the lead. He kept George behind him. So it was all good for him.
But it was a yeah, amazing drive from Ferrari all around. I'm still thinking about Carlos standing on the podium with his two teammates.
I
That's
can't
like
believe we didn't
that's
think
just
of
really
that.
sweet. I can't believe I haven't thought of like seen that or posted that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I was really, that was cool.
Do you think him and Alex are going to become like BFFs?
I do. I think Carlos is easy to get along with. That's just the vibe I get. I think he's just an easy person. And Alex, I saw
Yeah.
one of the drivers talking about Alex this week. Maybe it was George. It must not have been George because George and him are actually close friends. I don't remember who it is. Maybe Oscar. And
I
they were
feel like
like,
Oscar. I think I know what you're
I
talking
think it was
about.
Oscar. And they're like, if you ask anyone who the best guy in the paddock is, like over half of them will say Alex Albon. And
I believe that.
I believe too. So, two good guys. And maybe there like won't be as much pressure on either of them. And with no pressure, maybe they'll be able to
They're just gonna have fun.
have fun
They're just gonna
and
score points.
score points.
And they're just gonna both be number one drivers, and everything will be good in the world. Good and right and fair. Did you see the announcement that I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Carlos's sponsor,
Oh,
Santander, is like, we're proud to announce that Santander signed a multi-year deal with Williams. And it's like, yeah,
I
no
didn't know that
shit.
that was, I didn't know they were Carlos's sponsor specifically.
It's like they follow Car they quote unquote
Okay.
follow Carlos. So I was like, yeah, no shit.
Gotcha. I did see that. Yeah. I hope they keep the golf livery too, because I really love the golf livery when that Williams has been running. I liked it when it was with McLaren. I like it now. So I hope they
Yeah.
continue to do that. I had notes. Liam having a tough pit stop cost him points.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Not
His
his
left
weekend.
front wasn't done quite correctly, so he had to come back into the pits and get it done again. And I believe they were hit with another penalty because it was an unsafe release. So that's not cool. Bottas did get 10 seconds for the incident with Checo, and Oscar got 10 seconds for pretty much just running into the back of Franco, which was kind of crazy. Oscar, tough weekend too. Tough.
Yeah, he still finished at the point,
The
but
point, but yeah.
probably not the
Yeah, that
weekend he
was tough.
wanted.
Other than that, there was Bottas locking up and pretty much taking out K-Mags. K-Mags did finish the race. Bottas did not. That was sad.
That was sad.
I wanted both of them to finish. I'm happy that Kevin did. I'm not happy that Valtteri had to retire. And unfortunately, like, I think that none of us really thought it was going to happen, but I think that that's the end of it. Like, Valtteri,
I think he's just done.
he's just done, it
I don't
seems.
know. We'll see. Plot
Maybe we'll
twist.
see
He
him
takes
race the
that
Indy
Dale Coyne
500.
seat.
Well, okay. I know. And Mac put out a video about this today, like, and I hate it too, like hating when every time an F1 driver loses their seat, the commentators or like people, the journalists asking if they're going to go to IndyCar, because it just makes it seem like IndyCar is a step down. Like,
It's like, oh, well, you don't have any other options. It's like,
yeah, you don't have
actually,
any other
IndyCar is
options
like
to
really
IndyCar.
sought after.
So like, I really, yeah, it is. So I really like hate that. But at the same time, like, the only reason we bring up Valtteri in the IndyCar conversation is because he has been brought up in the IndyCar conversation. He has said that he, it's something he would do, especially running the 500. So, yeah, that's where we're at with that.
If Valtteri signs, if he were to go to IndyCar, like he'd go with a good team. Like he wouldn't just take any seat.
Yeah. I think he'd want to get paid too. And there's, IndyCar right now is just, unfortunately, like, more of a pay driver situation in most teams. So, yeah, I don't think that any team would be in the position with an open seat right now, which there's only one team. Because I think Connor's locked up the JHR seat. I think it just hasn't been announced. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think that, anyways, we can get to IndyCar in a bit. But let's officially do it. Congratulations to McLaren for the Constructors' Championship. Well deserved. There were times this season where it was getting a little dicey, but they pulled it off. First time in over a decade. Proud to see that have happened. Obviously, we congratulated Max already. We won't go there again. Lando continuing with his second place. That's something we talked about that he needed. He absolutely needed that. And he even said on his radio at the end, next year's my year.
Yeah, I heard that. He's like, next year's my year. I believe that.
And we should see. Yep. There's a lot of conversation already about Lewis and Ferrari, and is he going to win his eighth championship with Ferrari? So
Do you think
we
he
will.
will?
I don't know. I don't know.
I do not think that. Okay, I'm gonna restart. I think if anything's going to happen first, I think they will win constructors. Just knowing the battle that they put in this year,
That's fair.
I think that a constructors championship is going to come before Lewis's eighth championship.
I agree. I think that unless it was a Max Checo situation where you couldn't control a situation at all, Ferrari, I don't think I'm going out like on some crazy limb here. Ferrari would prefer a Charles Leclerc championship or first world championship over a Lewis eighth.
I don't know because like it's Lewis Hamilton and he left Mercedes on what we know the promise that he Ferrari would give him that eighth world championship. Yeah, like that was part of the huge like part of the conversation when he signed was like, is he going to be the new number one driver because Ferrari is making like such big promises to him. So I do not know who Ferrari's golden boy is going to be next year. Like, I truly don't know. I would love it to be Charles, but at the same time, like, it's Lewis Hamilton. Like, how do you not prioritize Lewis Hamilton?
No, I get
I don't
it.
know.
I get it. It's Lewis Hamilton. I just like if you look in like in history, like what we've seen with Seb when he won his world championships with Red Bull and then came to Ferrari, like he was doing well, but maybe it's just because Lewis was so dominant at the time with Mercedes that like Ferrari didn't have an opportunity to win a championship. But I don't think that he can't necessarily was like told, we're gonna get you your, I don't know, maybe, who knows?
I don't know.
I just think that Charles growing up in the Ferrari Driver Academy and being their golden boy for so long, that's like obviously what they want. But like, I guess, yeah, what do they want more? Because a World Driver Championship for Ferrari is a World Driver Championship for Ferrari. So I'm pretty sure they are happy with anything they can get, right? Also, okay, yeah, we talked a little bit about Carlos going to Williams, so that has been obviously emotional to see. But I think what got me was the Toto Lewis like hug
The embrace, I
standoff
know.
type.
It was a very emotional weekend, like last race. Like we haven't had to say goodbye to like our favorite drivers or like seen such changes like this in so long. And like I don't know, it was a lot. It was just too much. And then Taylor Swift, her last show, like They wanted us to cry.
Yeah, it's too much of a weekend, truly. It's like too much.
And I watched High School Musical 3,
Probably
and then
it's
I
like,
got emotional again.
that's on you.
I know. I put it on. Do you want to talk indie? Should we say good? I
Yeah,
mean,
I
we're not
think.
saying goodbye to the season because we're gonna do like pretty much a recap next episode. Indie in indie news, Devlin DeFrancesco has been signed for the third and final RLL seat, which means Pietro Fittipaldi is not replacing or like taking. He's not coming back to RLL is what I'm trying to say, and that hurts me because I love Pietro and I want him to have a seat at RLL in IndyCar, and I'm just like I'm sad about it. I don't think he did. Listen, he was a rookie last year in IndyCar, and I don't think he like it. He didn't have a bad enough season that it like warranted him losing his seat, in my opinion.
I would agree. I did not think that he was going to be replaced. But who knows? There still is two Dale Coyne seats, and I don't know how much money Pietro brings, but I know he has some pretty big sponsors. I know 5-Hour
Pietro
Energy is one of
Fittipaldi.
them. And the
Fittipaldi.
Fittipaldi name.
Emerson Fittipaldi was at the Formula E race this weekend.
Yeah. Well, he waved the checkered flag.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, I love this. Like
Yeah. So, could happen, but we'll see. We'll see.
I'm not ready to say goodbye to Pietro in IndyCar.
That's fair.
Like, that's just it.
That's fair. I don't think a lot of people are. I was surprised. I really was. There's another piece of news. It looks like our guy Jack will also not get a seat this year. He was confirmed to run in the Indy 500 in what was last year Connor Daly's car, the 24. So, and Ryan Hunter Ray was confirmed for the other polka dot car. Or I guess that's not polka dot. I guess that's
Dryer.
dry cold.
Yeah.
So it was just polka dot because it was Connor's sponsor. So that looks to me like Jack will not get a seat, and that looks to me like Connor probably will get the JHR seat again, unconfirmed. But
But we
I
still
don't
have
think
two
that
open
Connor
seats
will
at
get
Dale
that
Coyne.
seat. Still two open seats at Dale Coyne. Don't think Connor's going there.
No, I don't think Connor's going to Dale Coyne. I would love it if he went to JHR. I mean, he got them their first podium last year. So,
And he's testing with them, so I think that that's probably like something that will
should we just
happen.
text
That
him and ask?
Connor,
Should I
yeah, just
say,
text him
hey,
and
I want to say, hey, in brackets, it's Emma, because I feel like he does not have my number saved. Are you racing?
it's Emma from Track Talk.
It's Emma. Another racket, track dog. Are you racing with JHR?
I don't know if we should send that.
I just did.
Okay, well, even if he responds, we can't give the
No, even
answer.
if he's, I'll say we won't announce anything on the pod. We just want to see you in the seat.
Yeah. You could say, but if you want to make it a Track Talk exclusive, we will take it.
Anyway, okay. Anyway, I did just. We'll see what he says. I hope he's with JHR. He's not gonna tell me.
No.
But did you see what he? I sent you what he sent us. He
Yeah,
had
that was.
his podcast idea name when he was coming up with the podcast ideas in like 2019. His first name on the top of his list was Track Talk, which I love it, and we have coined it, and so it's his loss. So.
Objectively, very funny that he sent you that
I know.
text or us the text.
It made me laugh really hard. Anyway, we are Connor
And if
Daly
anyone had
people.
any doubts that Connor Daly is our best friend, just remember that you're wrong. He is.
Connor Daly's literally, I told him he's an honorary member of Track Talk. So,
Well, we spent enough time with him in California.
like, he is. We'll get him on the show. We'll get, you know
I
what we
know
should
we have
do?
to get him on the show.
We have to
Should we
get.
have him names at once? Connor and James together?
Could you? I feel like that would be so chaotic.
That would be so chaotic.
Listen, we have a few people that we really need to get on the show. Connor Daly's one of them. James is another. Pietro said he would do it, but I feel like we need to just wait for an announcement for like what he's doing next year. I know he's with
I agree.
IMSA, but
Yeah.
what else is he doing? If he said he's, I hope he does something else. Anyway, and then we're gonna get our girlies back on next week. Big things.
That's
Big
it. That's
things.
all.
This was the Aw. This was a recap of the last race of the 2024 F1 season.
Weird talk.
Catch out for now.